So maybe let's start now. First presentation by Ali Mogise, which is there, and Andreas Jablonski, coming from the Fraunhofer Institute in Kaiserslautern about Tulip visual programming for image processing. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andreas Jablonski, and with my colleague Ali, I will give you a short introduction to our software Tulip. So we don't have much time, so let's start right away. So what is what the name stands for? It's very easy. It just means tool for image processing, so it's easy to remember, and it's basically a visual programming tool for especially designed to develop algorithms for image processing. It means visual programming means basically you to develop your application, you define a graph and the node. The nodes in the graph represent algorithmic components, and connections or edges represent the data flow. And the tool is very generic in design, so it can really handle any data type. The functionality of the user interface is really focused on editing graphs, so there is no image processing or visualization functionality included, and all of this is realized via plugins, and this makes it also very flexible. Okay, this is some history, but I fear I don't have really time to go into the details, so let's skip this slide. Here you see XML file. This is how the graph constructed with our tool effectively looks like. So it's very natural representation. You have nodes, and you have parameters, and you have connections between the nodes representing the data flow. And this is basically all that you need to completely specify your algorithm. So basically an XML file, so just a text file, and you can take it with you and use it with Windows or Linux and in the factory. Yeah, it's very nice. Okay, let's have a look at the tool itself, how it looks like. Here you see a screenshot, you see a workspace, you see one graph with one subgraph, and the subgraph you can see here below. And two visualization nodes are running, and you see the corresponding images, Lena image and some, what is this? This is just a local histogram of gradients. And you see some parameter dialog. On the left, you have a list of available components that you can use to build your graph. And above, you see you have a taskbar with buttons that you can apply to do something to the graph or selected parts of the graph. Okay, let's move on. And okay, let's tell me maybe about a few points why it's interesting for us, and we hope also for others. And so first point is it's really easy to use. Quite self-explanatory. You don't need to write code. This is very nice. And as I told you, you just need this this XML file specifying fully your algorithms, so the data flow and the parameters. So if you want to change something or something is not working, you just need to change this file, and you don't need to recompile any code. So because the design is very modular, it's easy to extend it, add new stuff, new algorithms, or new visualization nodes. It is cross-platform. It works on Linux and Windows at the moment. You can think that, okay, now you have this graph, and you need some time to read all of this and do a scheduling. But really, the overhead is really so small compared to the time that you need to do the real image processing that you can really neglect it. And there is one nice feature that I forgot to put it here on the list. It's the feature of parallel execution. So if you have parts of the graph that are independent or can be run in parallel, this will be really run automatically in parallel, which means if you have a four-core processor, you can easily make your application run four times faster or more, of course. What comes next? Oh, okay. At the moment, we have, let's say, two library collections working with Tulip. And this is one of this. It originated in our task, in our surface inspection task. And we have standard stuff. So linear, nonlinear filters, diffusion nonlinear filters. We have point operations in arithmetic. And we have some stuff for manipulating images. We have morphology. We have some simple or less simple segmentation algorithms. What else? Yes, we have also some stuff for registering imaging images. What else? And what is maybe, of course, stuff for reading and saving images. What is maybe more interesting or not so usual, we have also some linear algebra functionality included. And just in a moment, you will see some example where this is interesting or important. Okay, what's next? And here, how much time? Okay. I want to show you a very short code example how you can actually use the library or also the graphs constructed in Tulip from your C++ code. And we have basically just two functions. One, so very generic design. We have one is called run plugin, and the other one is, of course, called run graph. And for this to work, you have to specify some conventions, let's say. And the convention is as you have somewhere you have to give a string specifying basically the component. So in the first example, this is the read image component, and plugin in the utility component, let's say. And then after this, if there is some input, there will come the input images. If there is no input, then they will basically just came you must write the parameter name and the parameter value, and it's always this the same procedure. So in the first example, we basically read an image from disk. So it's Lena, well-known Lena image, and assign it to this image pointer. So it's really one line of code, so it's very, really compact. And in the second example, we do a filtering. So we again see the same convention. First, you specify the path to the, or the, yeah, specify the component, and then now you have some input image, yes? And then the pairs, parameter name and parameter value follow. So this basically does average filtering. And the next one is what we are doing. Yeah, basically take the pointwise difference of this two images, of the input image and of this filtered image, which is basically a kind of Laplacian. And here you see another feature. You can use the same image for the input and for the output, and just you just write the outputs on the left, to the left of the specification of the component that you want to use. And then it means the data will be read from the image out, and the processing will be performed, and then the image will be overwritten with the result. Okay, two more examples. And what we are doing here, just saving the result as an ASCII file. So again, the same convention. And the last example just shows you this is, we're using the run graph function to call the rotate XML graph. That was, so it's very simple graph, but it could be actually anything. And the graph also has inputs, outputs, and parameters, so it's really like any other component. You can treat it in the same way. So you follow the same convention. So you specify the component again, specify the input and the parameters. Yes, and this basically will rotate your image. Okay, I will finish here and give it over to my colleague Ali, which give you some live demonstration of the software. Any questions at this point? Okay. Not now, maybe. Okay.
One question. How did you decide to go for visual programming? Why did you choose visual programming?
Why did you choose visual programming? Yeah, it's very, if you have, yes, it's very difficult if you have a little more complicated, I don't know, complicated task to do it purely in, I don't know, by writing C code. Okay, then you can say you can write also scripts. So you have like a two-level approach. But I don't know. I just felt it's pretty natural.
What can I say? I can explain. For example, if you have an algorithm, we have in our in situ algorithm there are 100 or 200 plugins. Each plugin is, for example, Gaussian or something else, and you can not follow this long graph. And if you work with such a XML, you cannot see the result, and you cannot edit it after.
Exactly. Maybe this too. You have really immediate visual feedback. What is going on? Yes. And even if you write a script, and then if you, I don't know, if you want to change something, it's after a while. It's not so easy. It gets getting complicated. Then you maybe comment some part out, or you have like 1,000 versions, but still you have really to look, what was this exactly? Yes, you don't maybe remember, and here you have immediately this visual representation, so it's also not perfect, yes? But I don't know, for us, it works to some extent at least, but maybe the right way is just really to mix these two approaches. Sometimes the script is better, a script approach is better, and sometimes this one, so I would say they're extending each other.
That's a very nice point. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Thank you for the organization of this nice meeting. I start to show you some features of Tulip. As you see, you have here a workspace. At the left side, you have a group of plugins, about 150 plugins are here, and there is also a log window. I start to make a very simple graph. I make a Laplacian graph, very easy and very fast. You can see how much time I need to make it. Hopefully it functions, it works. First of all, I need to read an image. And after that, I calculate the average of this image. This as default. Is a Leno image, and I leave it as is. And I define the size of windows 2 × 2. Here can I explain for each plugin there is a description tab. In description tab, you can see what is the functionality of the plugin and which parameter has this plugin, and okay, and after that I subtract it from original image. That is down, and I should only show the image. here is the Laplacian image from the Lena. Yeah, some feature from display you can see here, you can zoom it. There is also a nice feature in the display plugin. You can define an algorithm, a XML graph. This XML graph, you can use it. Moment. For example, this one, hopefully it works. You see, it calculates this graph I defined here in this path, and I can see the result immediately. Okay, that was the first example. The second example I want to explain you, if you have an executable file, how can you use in the graph your executable file? I open a new workspace. Again, I need to read an image. There is a plugin, we name it a script plugin. The script plugin has a parameter named, we named it a script path, and script path you can define the executable path of you want to do it. I choose line segmentation from iPoll website. If I remember the right path, it was here's the path and the input with percentage I. And the output, say it as percentage, and it should work if I. Use a display to show how it looks like the result. Yeah, here is are the result. The result are the line segment, the first four. Columns are line segment, and I can extract these four columns with plugins named it extract. I need only four columns. There are the segment, the coordinate of lines, and I can show it with line plugin of the original image. $800 is too much, maybe $200. That is the result of this program, line segment detection, I think. As you see, work with it very easy with Tulip, and you can make a graph very fast and easy. The next graph, I cannot explain everything, but I show it. It is a little bit complicated graph. I should. Yeah. In this graph, I try to cluster 1D data with a method we named it algebraic clustering. The question is where are the cluster centers? I model the the model is as follow, as you see here, and equivalency is this one, this polynomial, and we could find the coefficient of this polynomial with solving a system of linear equation coming from our data. After the solving the system of linear equation, we can find the eigenvalue of component matrix of this coefficients, and the root of this polynomial is our cluster center. And this stuff is done with tulip. That is not the first one. The first one is here. Here's the result. For example, I don't know for how much cluster is. I have here another. I have a parameter, the number of cluster. When I change it, you see the result with 4, 5 cluster and so on. I think my time is over. Thank you very much.